Hey, thanks again for joining us here on Midwest Ag Matters. A pleasure always to have you be a part of the program. But I tell you what, it's always great when I get a chance to talk to experts out there in the shop about what's going on. And, you know, the closer we get to spring, the more I know guys are, you know, getting out into the shed there and starting to work on the sprayer to make sure that sucker's all ready to go as soon as spring hits in full steam. And that's why we got Brian Spangler on the phone with us from Indiana Spray Center. Brian, thanks for giving us some time this morning. Sure appreciate it.
Rob, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Hey, let's go through the checklist, you know, because there's quite a few things that really kind of need to get done to make sure these things are ready to get out there in the field as soon as those weather windows open up for us. And, you know, I think you've told me this before, but aren't nozzles pretty much the, you know, leading the pack? I mean, you know, you put your list of to-do things together, and nozzles got to be at the top of that list.
Definitely. Nozzles are very easily overlooked and forgotten about. We tend to focus on the hardware and a lot of the nuts and bolts of a sprayer, but the heart of what actually happens with the product hitting the target is through the nozzle. And if your nozzles aren't what they need to be, the rest of the sprayer doesn't function correctly. So making sure you've got nozzles, replacing them at the appropriate time, making sure they're not wore out, those are really important steps, making sure you've got the right size and matches the label on the chemical spraying.
Well, and particularly because if somebody has made a change in what it is that they're spraying, it seemed pretty important to make sure you've got that right size and that you're putting it on in the right spray pattern as well.
Yeah, exactly. John Deere has actually come out with a really neat app for a smartphone. It's John Deere Nozzle Select. If you type that into the search engine on the menu for your app store, it gives you droplet sizes.
Mm-hmm.
You read the chemical label, it's going to give you a recommendation for the correct droplet size for the correct herbicide
right.
or insecticide spraying. It's a great way to match those up.
That is a good tool. Technology updates, another thing on the list. And boy, you know, that stuff changes about every 3.5 minutes, it seems like. So if guys give you a call and give you a sense about what sprayer they've got and everything, you can pretty much guide and direct them on some of the updates?
Correct, and we offer value-added service packages where we can do these for the farmer or the ag service provider, do a lot of them over the internet, and we can do them on site as well. But just making sure that the latest software is uploaded before the spring gets here, whether it's on your receiver or whether it's on your monitor, it doesn't matter what the manufacturer is. There's a lot of those updates that happen throughout the winter. John Deere releases their updates in the spring, and just important to make sure you've got that so when you're in the field, you're not losing any recording capacity.
How about the boom? I was helping out a buddy, you know, just so I get a little bit smarter on these things, and man, there's a lot of moving pieces and stuff that can get bent, twisted, tweaked, and everything, and well, you got to get through and look at those fittings, otherwise you're going to be losing product.
Yeah, absolutely, and part of it is we were very fortunate this past winter. It hasn't been that cold, but definitely something you want to identify if there's any broken fittings or anything that's frozen over the winter. Just kind of a visual, and when it warms up a little bit here in the next few weeks, put some water in the sprayer and see if there's any leaks.
Well,
any obvious things that are cracked or broke.
Yeah, those screens, you know, it seems like they can get kind of clogged up if they didn't get cleaned out real well.
Screens are quickly overlooked, forgotten about. It's important to know where all of them are on your sprayer. A lot of things can get hung up there. And even doing a system rinse before you go to the field, if it was rinsed out last fall, just things can settle and move around over the winter, and just good to be as clean as you can.
Okay, real quick, give us a primer, if you would, on chassis and fluids and lubrication.
Yeah, just if you're running a self-propelled sprayer, just the OEM recommended service interval per the hours, it's always good to go through that and make sure that you've got everything serviced. The high moving points, the suspension, wheel motors, those things, just doing an inspection and making sure that everything's lubricated and there isn't something that's not been taken care of. So when you're ready to hit the field, that everything's working correctly.
And you know, the funny part is you can look through that entire list of stuff to get your sprayer ready. And if you forget to check the tires, that can put you down just as quickly, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, at Indiana Spray Center, and you guys are a part of the Troxell family, you've got a couple of inspection service packages. So, you know, if you don't have the time to do it yourself, you know, if you just get behind the eight ball, you guys have some packages to help us out in that regard as well, right?
Yes, for winterization in the fall, updates on the technology, inspecting the sprayer, lots of things that we can tailor it for exactly what a customer needs, whether it's a farm or an ag service provider, and get everyone fixed up and ready to go.
Talking with Brian Spangler, and Brian's with Indiana Spray Center, part of the Troxell family. How do we catch up with you guys? You got a website?
Yeah, IndianaSprayCenter.com or toll-free 866-748-4880.
You guys got parts, too, all kinds of parts. So if you're doing it yourself, hey, they're the guys to give a call and go get some parts from. Brian Spangler, thanks so much for your time this morning. Sure appreciate it.
Thanks, Rob. Looking forward to a safe spring.